The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
What's up? This is Bobby Stevenson, and you're watching Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Sports Keto, Ringside News, The Sportster, The Richest, and Daily DDT. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker. And in this episode, I am doing something a little different with a On This Day. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is December 4th, 2024, and I'm going to share with you the wrestling news of today and any notable wrestling news that happened throughout the period on December 4th. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start off with 1991. It is December 4th, 1991. Well, in this case, it's December 3rd. We're going to go back a day real quick. And I want you to watch this clip from WWF. This Tuesday in Texas pay-per-view as Hulk Hogan took on The Undertaker. As you saw there, folks, Hulk Hogan defeated The Undertaker December 3rd, 1991 to regain the WWF Heavyweight Championship that he lost at Survivor Series to The Undertaker. And Jack Tunney, as you saw, was ringside. Jack Tunney was the president of WWF at the time. And the next day, on December 4th, the day in which we are talking, Jack Tunney would strip Hulk Hogan of the championship and then make a big announcement that the WWF championship would be awarded to the winner of the 1992 Royal Rumble. Now, if you know, we are coming into the Royal Rumble season, and the 1992 winner of the Royal Rumble also became the WWF champion, who happened to be, woo, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. And ladies and gentlemen, in 1993, we are living in the land of Eastern Championship Wrestling, to which Kevin Sullivan and the Tasmaniac, who you see announcing in AEW, it is Taz, defeated Shane Douglas and Tommy Dreamer for the ECW Tag Team Championship. This all happened after Shane Douglas would turn on Tommy Dreamer and cost his own team the tag team titles. Now, folks, December 2nd, 2000, WWF had a pay-per-view, UK Rebellion, to which the European Championship was on the line as William Regal took on Crash Holly. Regal had pinned Holly for the win, however, the referee reversed his decision when Mighty Molly Holly pointed out to him that Crash's foot was on the bottom rope. While the referee was explaining to the ring announcer what happened, Crash used this opportunity to hit a dropkick on Regal and pick up a pinfall victory, thus winning the championship. However, on December 4th, 2 days later, on Monday Night Raw in East Rutherford, New Jersey, William Regal would win the WWF European Championship back from Crash Holly. Now it is 2001, 1 year later, and we are in an era where Vince McMahon likes to have his ass kissed. That's right. Although it is the end of an era, I should say, because December 4th, 2001, we saw the end of Vince McMahon's Kiss My Ass Club, as Vince McMahon was forced by The Rock to kiss Rikishi's derriere. And you know what? Why don't we take a look at everyone who had to kiss the rear end of Mr. McMahon. The first victim came WWE Raw November 19th, 2001. And it was William Regal. This all happened when Regal had to kiss Mr. McMahon's ass to be rehired, as he had previously joined the Alliance. After teasing Regal in many ways, including making him kiss his ass with his dress pants, with his underwear flexing his ass, making it do tricks, and even making Regal put on lip balm, Regal finally kissed the boss's bare buttocks, becoming the first member of the Kiss My Ass Club. And a mere 1 week later, on WWE Raw, it's November 26th. We're in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, of course. Boomer Sooner, the home of JR, Jim Ross is the next to join the Kiss My Ass Club. And it all happened when Vince McMahon caught Jim Ross laughing after his failed attempt to force Stone Cold to join the Kiss My Ass Club. Mr. McMahon forced Ross to join the Kiss My Ass Club so that everyone who laughed can kiss his ass through Jim Ross. Now, the Undertaker interrupted in what seemed like a breakthrough for Ross to get him out of this, but quickly teamed up with Vince McMahon and Kurt Angle, making Ross kiss Vince's bare ass and hug it. While
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And proudly wore JR's hat. Embarrassing. Now, however, the Kiss My Ass Club would end December 4th in 2001, but Vince McMahon would restart it in 2006. And he started by having Shawn Michaels, who prior saved Marty Jannetty from becoming a member. Shawn was forced when Shane knocked him out and puckered his lips up against the boss's ass. And of course, it's WrestleMania 22, 2006. After originally attempting to shove Michael's face into Vince's bare derriere, which happened, as we saw in the last photo, this time, Michaels overpowered Shane and shoved Shane's face literally right into the crack of Mr. McMahon's derriere. Although thinking it was Michaels, Vince proudly farted and enjoyed the cheers, not realizing that it was his son's face stuck between them cheekers. And in August 21st, 2006, WWE Raw, it would be Mick Foley who would join the Kiss My Ass Club, and he joined the club to save Melina's job, becoming the first willingly member to join since the incarnation when William Regal joined. He planted a kiss on McMahon's booty, and Melina quickly betrayed him after. And he was then fired himself. What a shame. And the last time we would see the Kiss My Ass Club ever would come courtesy of WWE Raw, February 6, 2008. When forced to show his loyalty to the McMahon family, Vince spent much of his time mocking Hornswoggle, mentioning his tan lines, stating that it might be a gassy night, and even bending over for his small height. The introduction to the club was interrupted by Finlay. McMahon told Finlay that he would become the next member after Hornswoggle. Hornswoggle attempted to avoid membership by biting McMahon's ass, but McMahon stated since Hornswoggle's lips came in contact, he was a member. And this would be the last time that we would see Vince McMahon's Kiss My Ass Club, courtesy of his own bastard child, Hornswoggle. Well, I guess I veered off from December 4th there, and for that, I apologize. But we are back on December 4th, and less than 24 hours removed from December to Dismember pay-per-view, Paul Heyman leaves his position in the WWE. Now, tensions had mounted before the event, and by before the event, I am referring to December to Dismember, as it was clear that Paul Heyman's vision for the show and the ECW brand differed massively from the wider company's plan and the suits to be of the McMahons and the television network. Something that Paul Heyman had faced before when ECW was on TNN. And ladies and gentlemen, on this day, December 4th, 2009, Umaga, known as Eddie Fatu, had passed away from heart failure mere months after his WWE release. Fatu was only 36 years old, and to pay tribute, Tuamaga Eddie Fatu, we are going to give him a 10-bell salute right now. Rest in peace, Eddie Fatu. Now, the last thing I want to talk about that happened on this day took place December 4th, 2016. It was the WWE SmackDown brand as it presented TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, from the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. Now, the main event saw AJ Styles successfully defend the WWE Championship against Dean Ambrose in a TLC match. Two titles changed hands on the card, Alexa Bliss defeating Becky Lynch in a tables match. And as you can see, Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton became the second SmackDown Tag Team Champions, defeating the inaugural champions of Heath Slater and Rhino. And as you can see from that photo, two-thirds of those in the photo had passed away. Luke Harper slash Brody Lee and Bray Wyatt. Both those guys were tremendous athletes. May they rest in peace. Fans, I want to thank you for taking the time with me today to take this little trip down memory lane on what happened on this day in professional wrestling. Fans, you can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. Check out all our awesome interviews from wrestlers like Dwayne Gill, aka Gilbert, from Joe Hendry, twice when he was in Ring of Honor and part of TNA slash WWE NXT when he was doing all that. You can also hear rare interviews with Ultimo Dragon and Sonny Ono. We also have interviews with Bayley's biggest fan, Izzy. You can also check out other interviews with Booker T, Buddy Matthews, Jake the Snake Roberts, and more. It's youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. And if you want to listen to those interviews, well, you can do that also with Apple Podcast at Perched on the Top Rope. All I ask is make sure you leave us an awesome 5-star review. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. You can find us on X at Perched Top Rope. You can find us on TikTok at Perched on the Top Rope. We are on Instagram and Threads. It's Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, remember, spoiler free's the way to be. But I am going to warn you, WWE is about to be doing a bunch of taped Raw and SmackDown episodes, so spoilers are ahead. I'm out!